Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. Let's lift up our hands and lift up our voice and worship the name of the Lord this morning. Give God praise. Give God glory. Magnify the name of the Lord. Bless his holy name. Somebody that is happy to be in his promised land, lift up your voice. Give God all the glory for all the impartation, all the encounter, experience. Let's give God all the praise and give him all the glory. You are happy that indeed you are in that land flowing with milk and honey. Lift up your voice and give him praise. Give God all the glory. Give God all the praise. Magnify the name of the Lord. Bless his holy name this morning. Somebody that is happy to be in presence again, give him all the glory. Worship the name of the Lord. Appreciate God from the depth of your heart. Lift up your voice and let the Lord hear the voice of thanksgiving, the voice of appreciation, giving him glory, giving him praise, magnifying the name of the Lord for his faithfulness, for his loving kindness. Somebody that is happy, lift up your voice. Give God all the glory for all the encounters. Lift up your voice and give God praise. Magnify his name, bless his name. Appreciate him from the depth of your heart. Father, we give you all the praise and glory. We thank you, O God, for the privilege again to appear before you, for all the encounters experienced. We give you all the praise and glory. We magnify your name, Jesus. This morning, we have gathered again before you. We ask, O God, in the name of Jesus, Father, be upon us, O God, this morning in the name of Jesus. Let your spirit envelop this meeting. Father, take preeminence of this meeting this morning. We ask, O God, come and take control. Come and take charge in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit of God, we welcome you. This morning, we ask, O God, take preeminence of this meeting. We ask, O God, empower each and every one of us, O God, this morning with the spirit of grace and supplication. Lift up your voice and pray this prayer that, Father, empower me this morning with the spirit of grace and supplication. Father, in the name of Jesus, teach us what to pray this morning. Let every of our prayer, O God, experience speedy answer this morning. Father, let our prayer this morning experience speedy answer. Are you praying that prayer? Lift up your voice. That, Father, I desire another encounter on this mountain of change, on this mountain of transfiguration. Father, give me a testimony this morning. Father, an encounter this morning. Visit me upon this mountain. Father, the mountain of prayer is the mountain of change of story. Change my story this morning. Are you praying a prayer? Lift up your voice and say, Father, even as your word come, give me an encounter. Father, give me the instruction that will keep me running in the name of Jesus. Thank you, King of Glory. Blessed be your name for answers to our prayers. For in Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Put your hands together for Jesus as we welcome the praise team.
Thanks, we give you thanks for all you have done,
Jesus.
We are so blessed. Our souls has found rest. Praise God, we give you thanks. We give you thanks, Lord. Thanks.
We give you thanks.
We give you thanks
for all you've done. So blessed,
we are so blessed.
Our souls are found rest.
Our souls
are found
rest. Oh Lord,
we give you thanks.
We give you thanks.
Lift your hands, lift your voice. We give you thanks, Lord.
Thanks.
We give you thanks. We give you thanks. Talk with a heart full of thanksgiving to say thank you
for all you have done.
are so blessed.
We are so blessed.
Our souls are found rest.
Our souls are found rest.
Oh Lord,
oh, oh.
Celebrate Jesus this morning, everyone. Celebrate Jesus this morning. Oh Lord, I am very, very grateful for all you have done for me. Oh Lord, I am very, very happy. And I say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, oh, oh.
Be seated. Shortly we'll be rising to pray, and when we do, we'll be saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for gathering great multitudes into our special 40th anniversary Thanksgiving service, and for granting encounters to every worshiper. Louder and believing, amen. Psalm 118, verse 23. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Shall we rise and lift up our voice this morning, giving thanks to God, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for gathering great multitudes into a special 40th anniversary Thanksgiving service, and for granting encounters to every worshiper. We have returned this morning to appreciate you. Father, accept our thanks this morning. Lift up a voice. Appreciate the Lord this morning, saying, Father, we glorify your name. Thank you, Jesus, for gathering great multitudes into a special 40th anniversary Thanksgiving service. Father, we glorify your name. You gather multitude by yourself. Father, we acknowledge your hand that brought them, for no one can come except those that you draw. We celebrate this morning.
We magnify your name for the encounters that resulted into testimony in the midst of your people. Father, we return this morning to appreciate you. We are not taking for granted your mighty hand, your outstretched arm that brought the multitude. This morning, we lay to heart to appreciate your name. Someone lift up a voice, appreciate the Father for bringing the multitude. Father, we celebrate you. We glorify your name. All that came, you brought. All that came, you brought. That is why we return this morning to bless your name. We celebrate you, giving thanks in the spirit, giving thanks in your understanding. And show this morning, your voice is Adonai. Appreciate the one that brought the multitude. It did not only bring them, it visited them by his mighty hand. Father, we celebrate you for the encounters that you granted to your people. We celebrate you. Every worshiper, you made them to be visited. We celebrate you for your visitation that has given the people life. Blessed be your holy name. Indeed, you have proven to us that you have not called the seed of Jacob to seek him in vain. We celebrate you. You brought them as you visited the people. We celebrate you this morning. I sent our thanksgiving. Father, we bless your name. We lay to all this morning to celebrate you for the multitude that you brought by yourself. Glorify his holy name. Lift up your voice. Lift up your hands. Appreciate him deeply this morning. Father, we glorify your holy name. You are the one that brought the multitude that we saw gather in our special 40th anniversary Thanksgiving service. To you alone be all the glory. Accept our thanksgiving in the name of Jesus. Father, accept our thanks this morning. We celebrate you. Father, we bless your name this morning. Father, we glorify your holy name. Indeed, it is your doing and it is marvelous in our eyes. That is why this morning we return all the praise to you. We return all the glory to you. Someone give thanks to God some more in the language of the spirit. Remember, he that giveth thanks in the spirit, giveth it well. Thank him well this morning. As you give him thanks in the spirit, begin to wave those hands to Jesus in acknowledging of what he did in our midst in our 40th special Thanksgiving service. Father, accept our thanks. Blessed be your name for the encounter that you granted to every worshiper. Father, we say thank you. Accept our thanks. To you alone be all the glory. In Jesus awesome name, we have given thanks. Put those hands together for Jesus and you may please be seated.
In a moment, we shall yet rise to prayer. In this segment, we are saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for making this 40th anniversary prophetic feast, possessing your promised land, answer to its name in the life of all participants. Genesis chapter 2 and verse 19, and out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them to Adam to see what he would call them. And whatever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. Let's rise together this morning, lift up our voices of thanksgiving, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for making this 40th anniversary prophetic feast, possessing your promised land, answer to its name. In the life of every participant, lift up your voice. If that prophetic word answered in your life, give God thanks this morning. Let's together magnify his name, our Father and our God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for making this 40th anniversary prophetic feast, possessing your promised land, answer to its name. In the life of every participant, we give you all the glory and all the praise. We celebrate your faithfulness. Lift up your voice. Let's give God thanks this morning from the depth of our hearts. He declared the word. He confirmed it in the life of every participant. This God deserves our thanks and he deserves our praise. Even this morning, lift up your voice and show your thanksgiving. It's personally acknowledged this morning before the throne room of heaven. Our Father and our God, we say thank you again this morning for letting the 40th anniversary prophetic feast, possessing your promised land, answer to its name in the life of every participant all across the globe, all across the nations of the earth. You declared the word. You confirmed it in the life of every participant. And for that, we say thank you. Lift up your voice, everyone, this morning. Thank God for the testimonies. Thank Him for the transformations. Thank Him for His word, His sent all through this prophetic feast and the attendant turnaround encounters. Our Father, we give you glory. Mighty God, we celebrate your faithfulness. So everyone with grateful hearts this morning, lift up your voice. Thank God profusely from the depth of your heart. Remember, it's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to His name. Everyone connected this morning, lift up your voice. Our Father, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for letting the 40th anniversary prophetic feast, possessing your promised land, answer to its name in the life of every participant. For that, we say thank you. Lift up your voice. Give God quality thanks this morning. And show your voice of thanksgiving. Your heart of gratitude is registered this morning. It's stemming from the depth of your heart, even to God this morning. Mighty God, we acknowledge you again for the diverse turnaround encounters granted every worshiper. The testimonies were ceaseless, unprecedented, greater dimensions of visitation for every worshiper all across Nigeria, all across Africa, to the uttermost ends of the earth. Testimonies springing forth like never before, validating the Lord thy God in the midst of thee. Lift up your voice. Thank this good God again. Magnify His name. Celebrate Him from the depth of your heart this morning. Our Father, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you praise. We are gathered this morning with hearts of gratitude, celebrating you for the confirmation of your word in the life of every participant. You declare the prophetic feast possessing your promised land. That word answered in the life of every participant in diverse testimonies, breakthroughs, turnaround visitations, endless. And for that, we say thank you. Lift up your voice. Thank God profusely. Magnify His name. Celebrate it from the depth of your heart. And show your own personal voice of thanksgiving for all of the diverse encounters. It's registered this morning. You are thanking God from the depth of your heart for your own encounter, even on this mountain or through this prophetic feast, giving Him all the glory. Our Father, we thank you. We give you all the praise. We celebrate your faithfulness for the diverse visitation granted to every participant, even on this mountain. Blessed be your Holy. Lift up your hands. Give God thanks. He has done all things well. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. Big hand for the Lord this morning, and be seated.
Again, we shall be rising to give thanks to God. And this time we shall be saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for validating and revalidating the liberation mandate with the here tingling testimonies all through the 40th anniversary prophetic feast. Isaiah chapter 14 and verse 24. The Lord of old has sworn, saying, surely as I've thought, so shall it come to pass, and as I've proposed, so shall it stand. Shall we be on our feet as we give quality thanks to the Lord this morning, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for validating and revalidating the liberation mandate with the here tinkling testimonies all through the 40th anniversary prophetic feast. Lift up your voice. Let's give quality thanks to our God. Our Father, we thank you. We appreciate you this morning. We praise your name for validating and revalidating the liberation mandate with the here tinkling testimonies all through the 40th anniversary prophetic feast. This is what the Lord has done. We saw it with our eyes. Here tinkling testimonies. Let's give Him glory. Let's give Him honor. Let's magnify His name. Our Father, we thank you. We give you all the praise. We magnify you this morning for validating and revalidating the liberation mandate with the here tinkling testimonies all through the 40th anniversary prophetic feast. Lift up your voice and give Him thanks. Father, we thank you. We give you all the praise. We lift your name on high. Thank you for validating and revalidating the liberation mandate with the here tinkling testimonies all through the 40th anniversary prophetic feast. Lift up your voice, giving quality thanks this morning. You and I were witness of what God did all through the 40th anniversary prophetic feast. It is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous. He has been confirming and reconfirming his word again. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for validating and revalidating the liberation mandate with the here tinkling testimonies all through the 40th anniversary prophetic feast. We give you all the praise. We magnify your name. We lift your name on high. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for validating and revalidating the liberation mandate with the here tinkling testimonies all through the 40th anniversary prophetic feast. Let heaven hear your voice of thanksgiving this morning. Let heaven hear your voice of appreciation. Lift up your voice and give him quality thanks. Let it emanate from the depth of your heart. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for validating and revalidating the liberation testimony, the liberation mandate, order of testimonies. We saw your mighty heart in the midst of your people. You prove yourself that you are the God of liberation. We have returned this morning like that one leper to give you all the glory, to magnify your name. We celebrate you. You said it and you brought it to pass. You propose it and it stands. We give you all the glory, Lord. We magnify you. Give you quality things. Exalt his name. Magnify him, our Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for validating and revalidating the liberation mandate with the here tinkling testimonies all through the 40th anniversary prophetic feast. It is the Lord's doing, so marvelous in our hearts. Magnify him this morning. Give him the glory. Give him the honor. Thank him intensely. Let it come from the depth of your heart. Our God and our Father, we return with the voice of thanksgiving this morning. We return with the voice of appreciation. Thank you for validating and revalidating the liberation mandate with the here tinkling testimonies all through the 40th anniversary prophetic feast. We saw it with our eyes, liberation mandate validated again with the here tinkling testimony, both here in Canaan land and across the globe. Give him all the praise. Magnify him. Celebrate him. Begin to give him thanks. He has heard us again this morning. Our Father, we thank you. Blessed be your holy name. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have given thanks. Give Jesus a big hand of praise and please be seated.
In a moment, we shall be rising up again to pray. And we shall be praying, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for granting us peace and serenity all through the 40th anniversary prophetic feast. John chapter 14 and verse 27 says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Please rise up to your feet, lift up your voice as we appreciate God for peace and serenity all through the 40th anniversary prophetic feast. Lift up your voice in appreciation to God. My Father and my God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for granting us peace and serenity. Thank you for granting us peace and serenity. Thank you for granting us calmness. Lord, we give you praise. We bless your name. Somebody lift up your voice in thanksgiving to the King of Kings. In thanksgiving to the Lord of Lords, my Father and my God, in the name of Jesus, we have returned to say thank you. We have returned to say we appreciate you. We have returned, O Lord, to say we are grateful to you for the peace and serenity granted us all through the 40th anniversary prophetic feast, that enable your people to be focused, to receive their portion in the promised land. Someone lift up your voices to appreciate God. Lift up your voice to give him thanks. Appreciate him, give him glory. giving thanks. He alone is worthy of the praise. He is worthy to be lifted up on high. My Father and my God, we have returned to say thank you. We have returned to say we are grateful to you for granting us peace and serenity. For granting us peace and serenity. Father Lord, this is what you did. When you give peace, when you give quietness, nobody can make trouble. Father Lord, we have returned to say thank you, Lord, for granting us your peace, for granting us, oh Lord, your quietness, for granting us, oh Lord, calmness, for granting us serenity. Is somebody appreciating the King of Kings? Lift up your voice, lift up your hands, appreciate this God. Give him all the glory that is due to him alone. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you. We thank you for granting us peace, for granting us serenity, for granting us calmness, for granting us quietness. Right from the beginning of the 40th anniversary prophetic feast, all the way to the conclusion. Father, Lord, we give you praise. Lift up your voice. Thank him in your understanding. Also thank him in the spirit. He that giveth thanks in the spirit, he doeth it well. Lift up your voice. Appreciate God. My Father and my God, we give you praise. We bless your name. We appreciate you. Blessed be your holy name. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for granting us peace and serenity. Father, we thank you, Lord, for keeping us away from trouble. Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord God Almighty, for calmness, quietness, all true. Lord, this 40th anniversary prophetic feast, we return all the praise to you. We give you praise. We give you glory. Someone appreciate him. Give him all the glory that is due to him alone. Give him all the praise that is due to him alone. Father, we thank you. Lift up your voice. Lift up your hands. Give him praise. Give him glory. Give him adoration. Father, we thank you for granting us peace and serenity. Father, we thank you for granting us peace and serenity all through the 40th anniversary prophetic feast. You have done it by yourself. You have caused us to enjoy the great revelations that will cause us to break forth on every side. Now lift up those hands, begin to appreciate God, giving thanks for answers to prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Put those hands together for the Lord, and please, you may be seated. Next, we shall rise with this prayer line. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for launching every participant into their promised land through diverse encounters with your word at the 40th anniversary prophetic feast. Your amen can turn things around. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18, we all with open face, beholding as in a glass, the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory. Rise with me, go before the Lord with thanksgiving, appreciating him for launching every participant into their promised land through diverse encounters with his word at the 40th anniversary prophetic feast. You are a witness, lift your voice. You are a testimony, lift your hand. Let's give glory to God, the God of the promised land. Let's magnify him this morning for launching us, every participant, male and female, young and old, including first timers and new converts, into our promised land through diverse encounters with his word at the 40th anniversary prophetic feast. Saints of God all over the world, let us go before the Lord with thanksgiving. It's a good thing to give thanks unto our God, to sing forth his loving kindness in the morning. This is the morning hours after the 40th anniversary prophetic feast. Lift up your voice everywhere. Lift up your hand. Engage with thanksgiving in your heart as you express these words in prayer. Our Father,
thank you for launching every participant into our promised land through diverse encounters with your word at the 40th anniversary prophetic feast. Are you joyful this morning? Are you grateful this morning? Is the Lord hearing your voice? Our Father, receive our thanks for communicating our inheritance of the promised land through diverse encounters with your word at the 40th anniversary prophetic feast. Lift up your voice. Be fervent in the spirit, giving glory to God. Let's thank him. He sent us his healing by his word. Let's give him glory. Let's celebrate him. He visited us with his word. He appeared to us by his word and ushered us into our promised land and validated our promised land upon the feast of the 40th anniversary celebration of this commission. Lift up your voice, rejoice in him. We are thankful in the spirit. We are thankful in our understanding. We are rejoicing in our God. He demands it. He deserves it. He delights in it. Therefore, go before him this morning. Thank you, Father, for launching every participant into our promised land. Your inheritance of the promised land was communicated fully by the word of God at that 40th anniversary prophetic feast. For this, lift up your voice. For this, lift up your voice. Rejoice in your God. Rejoice in your maker. Give him glory. He has made us what he said. He has launched us into a promised land. What he said with his mouth, his hand performed it via his word at the 40th anniversary prophetic feast. Give him glory. His word tried us. His word loosed us. His word set us upon our promised land at the 40th anniversary prophetic feast. Let's give him glory. Let's give him praise. Are you joyful? Are you thankful? Give him thanks from the depth of your heart. Remember, this is the will of God. Before we obtain the promise, rejoice right now. Give him glory for launching every participant, everyone across the nations of the world into a promised land by his word. For God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should change his mind. Now give him thanks with faith in your heart for releasing those words, communicating our promised land inheritance upon the feast that just concluded. Give him glory. Bless his name. Our Father, we thank you for launching every participant to our promised land via diverse encounters with your word at the just concluded 40th anniversary prophetic feast. Now lift up your hands, give glory to God, magnify him, celebrate him, glorify him. Our thanksgiving is accepted this morning. In Jesus' awesome name we have prayed. Be seated and give Jesus a big hand of praise.
Shortly, we're going to rise and we'll be praying personal supplication prayers. In Jeremiah chapter 33 and in verse 3, he said, "Call unto me and I will answer, and I will show you great and mighty things that thou knowest not." I believe that the call that heaven must hear from us after this prophetic feast and coming into our promised land is the call of thanksgiving. I believe this is an opportunity for us to personally, as individuals, give thanks to God for his wonders, for his works, and the great things he's been doing in our lives. Please rise up on your feet, take appropriate position. It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. Let's begin to magnify him for the good land that the Lord has brought us. Celebrate him for his help on every side. Hallelujah. Let's begin to give him praise. We cannot thank him enough. We can only thank him some more. Lift up your hands. Magnify the name of the Lord. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be adored. Lift up your hands. Magnify the name of the Lord. Father, we bless your name. Jesus, we celebrate you for your good hand of grace. Blessed be your name, O God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. Put those wonderful hands together for Jesus, and please, you may take your seat.
In this covenant of prayer, this promised land era, it's testimony time. Please, let's listen attentively to these documented testimonies. Ours shall be more astounding as we engage. Number one, my liberation testimonies. You can make that bigger for Jesus. I have come to return all glory to God for this liberation mandate because I am a living witness. I have come like that one leper to give God thanks for all he has done in my life since I got connected to this liberation mandate. I came in contact with this commission in 2002 as a 200 level undergraduate where I was battling terrible grades. God took me from someone who was recording 1 point to 2 points GPA to 4 points GPA. Hallelujah. And that happened consecutively in all semesters, from 300 level second semester to 500 level. God miraculously blessed me with a great marriage and a very good career. I've enjoyed 10 major career leaps in the last 13 years. Hallelujah. After 9 years of waiting since our first child, God blessed us in quick succession with 2 additional miracle babies without any medical intervention. God has blessed us with good health, peace, joy, career favor, and many landed properties. He has also blessed us with a heart after things of the kingdom. And many have been led to Christ and are being followed up by us. Just this anniversary week, God blessed my husband and I with another miracle landed property in Lekki. Hallelujah. As part of our liberation feast package. God has indeed proven this liberation mandate in my life and my family. We are living a concern-free life by simply obeying the instructions from this altar and making kingdom advancement endeavors our personal business. I have come to return all the glory to the God of this liberation mandate. Testifies new me all. Please, let's put our hands together. I appreciate Jesus for that testimony. Number 2, miracle job via encounter at the anniversary feast. Amen. In 2016, I graduated from the university with a first class, but getting a job ever since became an uphill task. As a result, I settled for a teaching job. Thereafter, in April of 2021, through the word of Bishop David Oyedepo, the Holy Spirit instructed me to start small where I was. So, I started a JAM tutorial lesson with no students at all. But within the first 3 days, I already had 5 students. Also, during the 40th anniversary prophetic feast, after one of the encounter night services, I got a mail. An employment letter was sent to me by a big engineering company with a wonderful salary. I return all the glory to God. Testifies Segun Ajani. Please rise on your feet. Lift up your hands unto God and let's magnify him for these wonderful testimonies.
Lift your voice and give glory to God this morning. Appreciate him for these testimonies, liberation testimonies, evidences of the mighty hand of God at work in our midst. Let's give him glory. Let's give him honor. And let's give him adoration. Bless the name of the Lord. He's worthy of praise. Bless the name of the Lord. He's worthy of glory. Bless the name of the Lord, is worthy of honor. Appreciate him and give him all the praise that is due unto his name. Make sure your voice of thanksgiving is recorded on high. Give him praise and bless his holy name. Give him glory and bless his holy name. Celebrate him for these marvelous acts. Give him all of the praise and the glory due unto him. And bless the name of the Most High God. Now begin to ask him to speak to you this morning. Lord, I've come here for a word from heaven. Speak to me today by your word. Let my life be transformed. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Lord Jesus, we're before you this morning with gratitude in our hearts for all that you have done. Every time we call you, you answer us. Testimonies abound in our lives and in our midst to show that your mighty hand has never departed. For it, we give you all the praise. And this morning, one more time, we're in your presence asking for a word from heaven. Speak to us and let our lives be transformed. We give you all the praise. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Somebody believe, say aloud, amen. Amen. Give Jesus a big hand and please be seated. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. So shall it be in the name of Jesus Christ. Now from scriptures, it is made clear to us that no prophetic word can be fulfilled in the energy of the flesh. In chapter 2 and verse 9, the Bible says, by strength shall no man prevail. There is no prophetic word that can ever be brought to pass in the energy of the flesh. What that means is that no man's hand is sufficient to execute any prophetic word. It is only God's hand that can fulfill anything that God says. Therefore, if it is God's plan, it will take God's hand. In 1 Kings chapter 8 and verse 15, the Bible said, that which you speak to my father David with your mouth, he said, your hand has fulfilled it. We find that repeated also in verse 24. So if it is God's plan, it will take God's hand. Therefore, it means that fulfillment of prophecy requires divine intervention. It is the hand of God that has the ability to fulfill, to perform, to deliver the plan of God. And if we are going to see God's intervention, then we will require the force of thanksgiving and praise as a lifestyle. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18, the Bible says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. And in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 36, it says, you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you may fulfill the promise. So the promise will not be fulfilled or delivered until the will of God is done. And the will of God that must be done is the expression of thanksgiving. That is why no one experiences divine intervention without deliberate appreciation. If you have not learned to be thankful, you cannot experience the hand of God. In Psalm 22 and verse 3, the Bible says, thou art holy, thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. Until praise is present, God is absent. It is the atmosphere of praise and thanksgiving that prepares for God's intervention. In Psalm 114, beginning from verse 1 to 7, when Israel went out of Egypt, it says that Israel was his dominion And Judah was his sanctuary. The sea saw it and fled. Jordan was driven back. Mountains began to skip like rams. Hills like little lambs. What ailed the old sea that thou fleddest? And Jordan that thou was driven back. And mountains that you skip like rams. And little hills like little lambs. Tremble thou, O earth, at the presence of the Lord. God said, I will bring you out. But for you to come out, you need to bring me in. It was in praise and thanksgiving that they attracted God's attention in order to secure God's intervention. In Exodus chapter 15 and verse 11, the Bible tells us there, who is like unto thee, O Lord? Who is like unto thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? God is never dormant in praise. God is always doing in praise. Every time you find a life that is full of praise, it cannot be barren of the act of God. When you find a life that is full of gratitude and thanksgiving, that life cannot be barren of the act of God. He said, we have seen thy goings, O Lord, thy goings in the sanctuary. The singers went before, the players of instruments went after. He says, and so also were the damsels playing with their timbrels and harps. So it takes the praises of God, the gratitude offered to God, in order to stimulate the intervention of God. Psalm 68, verse 24 and verse 25. That's why this week we are going to be looking at this exhortation caption, engaging the power of thanksgiving for fulfillment of prophecy. Engaging the power of thanksgiving for fulfillment of prophecy. We have just been ushered into our promised land, loaded with prophetic words. But to see those prophecies manifested, there is a requirement to offer genuine thanks unto God. We look at the example of Jesus in scriptures. In John chapter 5 and verse 25, Jesus speaking in prophecy concerning things to come. He said, the hour is come and now is. What will happen at that hour? He said, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of Man, and he that hears that voice shall live. That was a prophecy. At that time, nothing like that had happened in the ministry of Jesus. A prophetic word had come towards him. A word that had come from heaven. Something that was going to happen. Just like we have returned from this prophetic feast with many prophecies of things that are going to happen. But how was he going to stimulate God's intervention to see what God had said come to pass? The Bible tells us that his friend Lazarus suddenly was dead. And in John chapter 11, we are told Jesus' reaction from verse 39 to verse 44. Jesus appeared at the tomb of Lazarus. And he said, Father, I thank you because I know that you hear me always. I have prayed, but I've come with the key that will stimulate your intervention. I thank you because I know that you hear me always. He says, but for this, I'm saying this unto you. And then from there, Lazarus come forth. And then he that was dead came out. Bound hand and foot. He that was dead. God stepped in to turn around the situation at the instance of appreciation. I like you to understand, therefore, that as we have emerged from this prophetic feast, never allow anything draw complaint out of your mouth. Let it only be the voice of thanksgiving. That is the key to transformation. In Isaiah chapter 51, the Bible tells us, beginning from verse 1 to 3, it says, ye that follow after righteousness, look unto the rock from where you are hewn, and to the pit from where you are digged. Look unto Abraham your father, and unto Sarah that bare thee. For I called him alone and blessed him. He said, the Lord will comfort Zion. He will comfort all of her waste places. He will make her wilderness like Eden, and her desert like the garden of the Lord. But what will be the stimulating force? He said, joy and gladness shall be found therein.
And what else? It says, and thanksgiving and the voice of melody. You want to see transformation, you must engage appreciation. And that is why it becomes so important for you to go back in gratitude to God for every word that you have received. The scripture says, in God I will praise his word. In the Lord I will praise his word. Go back with gratitude for the words received. Because in the kingdom we trade with words. It is words that change our world. So you pick the word and you give glory to him for it. All that Jesus had that was going to secure the resurrection of Lazarus was a word. What was that word? The hour is coming and now is, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of Man, and they that hear shall live. All he had was a word. But with that word, he went with thanks and returned with divine intervention. Did anybody here receive any word at the prophetic feast? Did you get any word from God? Did God say anything particularly to you? Did your eyes open to something that you had not seen before? If you have received a word from God, then God is requiring thanks from you. He's requiring thanks from you. That is the key to seeing prophecy fulfilled. Not only were we receiving revelations, but God was unveiling his agenda to us, releasing prophetic words concerning things to come, expounding to us the reality of our promised land, making us see where he has brought us into. Now that you know, now that he has said it, what he requires from you is thanksgiving. Appreciation, appreciation. As you begin giving glory to God, you begin seeing his hand perform his word in your direction. No one here will miss out on divine performance of every word spoken. Somebody believe me, say a loud amen. I said somebody believe me, say a loud amen. Now in the same vein, we see from scriptures that thanksgiving and praise is a requirement to keep the church of Christ growing. Not only is prophecy required, is thanksgiving required for prophecy, but to see the church keep growing, thanksgiving is required. The Bible makes us understand in Acts chapter 2, verse 46 and verse 47. It tells us there, it said, they were praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. So for continuous growth, there must be continuous thanks. And we have heard the testimony of this commission. How that at the inception, among other things, there was a city-wide crusade. You know what city-wide crusade means? The whole city is supposed to come. A city-wide crusade that was held. And the top or the highest attendance in that city-wide crusade was 63. You are expecting the whole city. And when the city gathered, 63 people came. Even a village crusade should be more than that. But rather than complaining, all the glory must be to the Lord, for he is worthy of our praise. As thanksgiving began to go up to God, the hand of God began to come down to us and began to bring intervention, so that where there was reduction, it turned it to multiplication. That is the power of gratitude. Additions, increases, multiplications. And today we see the hand of God everywhere, because thanksgiving has never stopped. So for us as individuals and for us as a church, thanksgiving must become our lifestyle. My prayer for each one of us today is that the grace to maintain a life of gratitude may it come afresh upon each one. Somebody believe me, say loud amen. The grace to maintain a life of gratitude, may that grace come afresh upon each one. Somebody believe it, say loud amen. Will you rise on your feet with me this morning? And if you can recall any word that you received from heaven, lift your hand and give God thanks for it. In God, I will praise his word. Lift your hand and begin to give thanks unto God for that which you have received already, the prophetic word that has come your way already, the blessing of his word that has come your way already, the reality of the promised land that has come your way already. Will you lift your hand and lift your voice, appreciate him and celebrate him, give him all the praise for specifics of the prophetic words that have come your way, for bringing you into this promised land where you will eat bread without scarceness, for bringing you to this promised land where you will see the goodness of God in dimensions never experienced before, for bringing you to this promised land where the things that eyes have not seen, the things that ears have not heard, will become the order of day in your life. Will you give him all the praise? Will you give him all the glory? Will you give him all the honor? Will you give him all the adoration for bringing you to this promised land where he will multiply your year, your days, as the days of heaven on the earth, where long life is guaranteed for you? Will you give him glory? Will you give him honor? Will you give adoration unto him for bringing you to this promised land where none of the inhabitants will say, I am sick again? Will you give him all the glory for every prophetic word you can recall right now? Appreciate him from the depth of your hearts. As you are thanking him, he's performing it. As you are thanking him, he's executing it. As you are thanking him, he is releasing it. Are you giving him glory? Father, we say thank you. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. As you have offered thanks to him today, the hand of God shall be stretched in your direction to perform his word. Somebody believe it, say loud, amen. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name. You believe it, say loud, amen. It is wisdom for us to go over our various notes and begin to highlight points of thanksgiving, areas to boost our gratitude. We have been told, take, CDs and just dance before God. Celebrate him. Among other things, a month of thanksgiving, where our blessings are going to be, perfected. Our blessings are going to be multiplied and all of that. So let us make sure we take advantage of it, and God will decorate you. Welcome to your season of testimonies, and welcome to the reality of your promised land. Lift your hand one more time. Give glory to God. Give glory to God. And right now, begin to prophesy into your day. Begin to speak into your day. Begin to speak into your day. It's a day with a difference. A day with a difference. A day of blessing. A day of breakthroughs. A day of testimonies. A day of progress. No tears. No concerns. No evil tidings. Blessed day. Glorious day. Productive day. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. As you have declared, so shall it be unto you. This new week is blessed. It will be a week of testimonies. The manifestation of your promised land begins now. In the name of Jesus. So shall it be in Jesus' precious name. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. Then expect turnaround to become your new identity from henceforth. Amen and amen. You are blessed. Congratulate somebody as you go.